fine.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. Syndicated now across the country. More and more stations showing interest in picking up the broadcast and also going out via the internet. You can go to 590KLBJ.com or go to my website, Infowars.com, and click on the button to listen. Please tell your friends and family. Hey, look, I'll be the same today, tomorrow, next month. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I believe in national sovereignty. Nancy Pelosi comes into office. And they're going to keep us in Iraq at least for a couple more years. They're not going to impeach Bush for lying about WMDs. They're with Bush on blanket amnesty and open borders. They say that's the first order of business when the new Congress comes into session in about 2 months. Nancy Pelosi is saying that meet the new boss, same as the old boss, like the old Who song goes. And it upsets me. It upsets me. In fact, all these Democrats were so upset. Oh, the Military Commissions Act, it affects U.S. citizens. It's fascism. Bush is a dictator. And then now Pelosi comes in and says, that's off the table. They're not talking about repealing the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, none of it. In the Defense Authorization Act that Bush signed October 17th, about a month ago, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, it clearly says, I covered it on air last week, that the 1878 law against the military engaging in law enforcement is abolished. It makes the governors basically vassals of the executive and destroys anything, any vestige of the 10th Amendment states' rights. We haven't been under this level of executive and, well, federalist authority since the end of the Civil War and Reconstruction. So we're under martial law right now. It's kind of like, you know, the cop's got the gun cocked and up against your head. He hadn't pulled the trigger yet. They haven't implemented it. Well, they're kind of implementing it in a slow motion fashion, but they haven't really dropped the guillotine's blade quite yet. But the whole thing's in place, and then Bush may just fade off into oblivion. Everybody thought Bill Clinton was going to set up a dictatorship because all the signs were there. Getting rid of Posse Comitatus incrementally, militarizing the police, building FEMA camps. Now it's mainstream news. You know, Houston Chronicle, oh, they're building camps for the American people. Oh, it's wonderful. It's needed. And, oh, we need to give up all of our rights. And don't worry, George Bush won't abuse them. Well, let's say George Bush is really a good guy, which he isn't. He's also running nothing. He's a puppet. What about Hillary or some Democrat getting in 2 years? You see, so I'm asking Democratic listeners out there. I'm asking Republicans out there. I'm asking independents out there. I'm asking truth seekers and constitutionalists out there. What do you see happening now? Are you as upset as I am? I mean, I expected some talk of impeachment, at least some talk of investigations. No. Because what you have is the Republicans and the Democrats more than ever circling the wagons against the people. With the impeachment in 1998 that I supported, you had them go after Bill Clinton on sexual issues and lying to Congress because they couldn't go after him for missile secrets to China, nuclear reactors in North Korea. They couldn't go after Clinton for botulism and anthrax to Saddam because it was Republican kingmakers who were involved in all of that, who were in Donald Rumsfeld and James Baker and George Shultz. If you don't know those names, you better find out who they are because they've been in power for six administrations. Reagan was a puppet of these guys. Bush Sr. was, Clinton, and now Bush more than halfway into his second administration. And these are the former CIA directors. These are the intelligence ops. It's like Vladimir Putin, former intelligence chief in Russia. He's now the boss there. He uses stage terror to stay in control. So everybody loves him, and he can talk about how he's there to save everyone. This is how they're getting their tyranny through. Coming up later in the hour, I want to get into the Democrats say they will, quote, push for Iraq withdrawal. That's a deceiving headline. You read the actual story. They're not pushing for that. Time Magazine is reporting that charges are sought against Rumsfeld over Pentagon abuse on war crimes by those tortured at Abu Ghraib falsely. Also, Venezuela officially says 9/11 was self-inflicted, calls for a worldwide investigation. But right now, let's go back to your calls. I do want to invite you to call in specifically on the election at 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-5525. Or locally here in Central Texas, if you listen to us from the mothership, KLBJ 590, 836-0590. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Florida. Welcome, sir.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yes, I'm talking to my state senator, and he's very interested in me going for the State Senate Judiciary Committee because looking how the U.S. Senate's being controlled by elites, I'm looking to try to get the states into a constitutional showdown to repeal the 17th Amendment because, like the income tax amendment, the 17th Amendment was never ratified two-thirds by the two-thirds states. It was just implemented. And if you look at the history since the 17th Amendment...
Well, remember, a lot of our listeners, the general public... Americans are smart at looking cool and talking sharp and making money, you know, at the car lot, but Americans on average cannot name the continents. They can't find Iraq on a map. They don't even know, you know, which way the Nile flows. They don't know basic facts, much less about their Bill of Rights or Constitution. So why don't you tell folks what the 17th Amendment is?
The 17th Amendment repealed the states appointing the allowing the legislatures of the states to appoint...
Yeah, it took the senators away from the states, and I appreciate your call. That's a key. 1913, the private Federal Reserve had the committee chairman vote that a private banking cartel take control of the currency of the country, and that debt would be created for the government to have the right to print money. I mean, it's designed. It's impossible to get out of debt. It's designed to implode our economy. And now, 90 years later, we are basically bankrupt right now. They just haven't told you yet. And the dollar is worth 1 cent. You'll hear people say it's worth 3 pennies to the dollar. No, that was a couple years ago. It's 1 cent to the dollar of what it was in 1913. And that very same year, they gave us the 17th Amendment. And previously, you would go elect your state rep, I mean, where you could really get your hands on them. And then the legislature would vote on the senators and send the two senators from each state. And so the upper chamber of the Congress there at the Capitol was a creature of the states. The states were the bosses. And, yes, the 17th Amendment is absolutely horrible. And now they want to get rid of the Electoral College, another bad idea. It's about states' power, ladies and gentlemen. It's not, oh, they're ripping you off, keeping you from a general election. It is a general election because the states then apportion those votes. Again, it gets into the parliamentary procedures, and if you don't know them, that's why you're a slave. You really need to learn them. And they're very interesting at the same time. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Tennessee. Danny, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I spoke with you briefly on Friday about Arnold and everything. You know, the election was, you know, they basically picked the people that they're going to help them further their agenda. You know, that's the New World Order.
Arnold was wildly unpopular in polls, had 32% approval in most polls, but magically won by a landslide. It's totally staged. And again, they've stolen the last three elections, and so they knew everybody was watching. And so this time they allowed the vote to go the way in some areas. Now, other key candidates that were 9/11 truthers or good Democrats, they were all defeated despite what the polls said. But now the Democrats believe that there isn't a problem and we don't need verification of votes and let these secretive companies still run things.
Yeah, definitely. That's how I saw it, you know, because it's like they have him sitting there waiting for a possible candidate, you know, to compete with Clinton. You know, that's the way I was looking at it. And, you know, I just wanted you to, you know, go into detail about that.
Well, he's definitely in the spook camp. I mean, up there at A&M, he got that big award from Bush, who's been president for six terms, George Herbert Walker Bush. And he's president right now. Even Time Magazine says he's the president. He'll be probably the president until he's 100 years old. Well, even when Hillary's in, she's CIA, been working for him since he was a case officer over her in the late 60s. So great points. We'll come back, talk to... Keith, and many others. Tons of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 10th, 2006. Gold opened at $6.32 an ounce, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.58.92 and $3.30.48 for half ounce coins. That's $6.58.92 and $3.30.48. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into these two reports. Very important. Venezuela officially says 9/11 was self-inflicted. This is out of the Miami Herald. We'll read you some of what's in the report from their parliament. Also, a story here out of Time Magazine. charges sought against Rumsfeld over prison abuse by an international war crimes tribunal in Germany. And we'll be covering that, and you're welcome to call in and give us your take on it. But recapping, the Democrats have come in. There's going to be no impeachment, no repeal of Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, defense authorization, and that stuff really does dismantle the Bill of Rights. You know, on Veterans Day yesterday, Saturday, I hope you thought about why we appreciate the veterans, because they supposedly, at least I know they thought they were, have been fighting to uphold the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're just more dirt. We're just another country if we don't have that. And, by the way, under these new pieces of legislation, we go far past just not having a Bill of Rights. We go further than even Hitler did. He didn't put stuff on paper where citizens don't have any due process. He just did it. Pinochet didn't put it on paper. He just did it. Pol Pot didn't put it on paper. He just did it in Cambodia. Same thing with the rest of these people. Stalin. This is scary stuff, and now you're going to have the Democrats. Oh, they love it. They wanted a police state back when they were in power in the 90s. And now they're going to get it. And so I kept warning conservatives, you watch, when the Democrats come to power, you're going to have to now live under a Hillary or somebody like that. And you know the BATF's going to use this. You know they're going to use it against gun owners. You know they hate our guts. You know what they're all about. In fact, I heard some local news here out of the KLBJ studios that we do the show out of here, syndicated. And during a break, they had some state rep on there going, "Oh, it's ridiculous that the property taxes make people lose their homes. I've never heard of such a thing." It reminded me of Nelda Wells Spears, the county tax assessor. I think she still is. I remember like 10 years ago, though, she testified in front of the county commissioners, and I was down there, and she said, "We never take people's homes. That's a lie." Well, we had all these stuff taped off the local Channel 17. The county has their own cable channel where it was showing hundreds of stolen homes repossessed, grabbed, taken. I know people who've had the constables come and they throw you out and grab your house. We walk up to her and we say, you take people's houses all the time. She goes, "No, that's not true. That's a lie." No, you're a liar. How dumb do you think we are? You don't take people's property if they don't pay property tax? In fact, I meant to ask you in the last hour when I heard that. I think it was at the bottom of the hour news, or maybe it was the start of the show. Trey, do you think you can go check with the news guys and see if I can find that? Maybe we'll end the show with that liar, this state rep. What was his name? Villarreal? I wrote it down here. All right, I said I go to calls, and I'm not doing it. We got people calling in about the election. Hallelujah. We'll go to others that are calling in about other subjects. Don't worry. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick, who's calling from Salado, Tejas, listening on 590 KLBJ. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Alex.
Hello,
my friend. I really enjoy the show. Let me be brief. I agree with you completely. When my mom and dad went to go to the vote, they asked me who they should vote for, and I said it doesn't matter. They're all controlled by the same multinational corporations. And they laughed. And they didn't laugh because it was funny. They laughed because deep down they knew I was telling the truth.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. There are a few. Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul. Ron Paul said there's a new lady just got elected in Kansas, a Democrat. His Liberty Committee is getting bigger and bigger, 20-something members. And so what Ron Paul is doing is popular, too. That's the thing. The politicians show they're working for multinationals 30, 40, 50 years ago, even 10 years ago. If 97% were against something, they didn't do it. If 90% were against it, they didn't do it. If 70% were against it, they didn't do it. Now, for some reason, they don't care.
And now I'm also calling the local talk show hosts and telling them the same thing about the Patriot Act and how it was enacted before 9/11 ever happened. I mean, not enacted, but written, and how they passed a newfangled version after 9/11, and that the congressman didn't even read it. I've been calling local talk shows and telling them stuff like that because of you, Alex, and thank you.
Thank you, my friend. But again, I'm just doing my duty here. I want my family to live in a free country. Basically, I got real depressed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but now I'm back. I don't feel as bad as I did. And it's because I knew the Democrats would come in and be horrible whores. I knew the Democrats would come in and sell out to the lobbyists. I knew the Democrats would share power and go along to get along. But I hoped they would call for impeachment. I hoped they would, you know, do the right thing. But I should have known. They did nothing. They did nothing. In fact, they immediately said they were going to join forces. And look, back in 94, there was a real Republican revolution, but it was hijacked instantly by Newt Gingrich, who the media then demonized. The conservatives then thought, well, he must be good. Again, that's good cop, bad cop, folks. That's please don't throw me in the briar patch. And where does Br'er Rabbit want to be thrown? The briar patch. You know, the guy catches him, the farmer catches him, and he says, please don't throw me in the briar patch, so he does. You know, Newt Gingrich comes in, the media attacks him, and says, oh, he's right-wing. No, he wasn't. He derailed a giant, real crop of congressmen and women that were going to do something. Just like Ronald Reagan got in and was really going to do something. And, boy, he got shot just a few months in office, and everything turned around. Every historian will tell you. He hated George Bush Sr. He gave speeches about how evil he was and how he wanted one world government. Let me tell you, Ronald Reagan went to that military hospital, and he came out and was never the same. He was drugged most of the time. They'd get him hopped up and roll him out. It's just horrible. And it's the same thing. You know good and well. You know, Kennedy was the last real president we had, and he didn't toe the line, and they blew his head off in Dallas, Texas, and Dealey Plaza. Bottom line, and that anniversary is coming up in a few weeks, 43rd anniversary. And Americans better learn how the election system really works. It isn't just the electronic voting machines stealing and cheating. Then, do you know how they tabulate them at the state level? Do you know who gets the numbers? Voter News Services? Some secretive group just tells you who's won? We've caught them involved in fraud over and over again? Folks, you better find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New York. Thanks for holding, Mark. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex Jones? There's so many things going on in this nation. I just want to say, first of all, a comment. I'm from New York City. I was a teenager when 9/11 happened. And from the bottom of my soul, I thank you for what you're doing. You're a good American, and I pray for you every day. And, you know, keep on the good work.
Well, I need those prayers.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what you were saying that you're depressed before with everything going on in the world? Well, Jesus said, you know, he said the servant is not greater than his master. Look what they did to him. The world did the same thing to me and you.
Well, you know, I have a tendency to start a comment and not finish it. My point was, I knew that they were going to do the wrong thing, and it was like an old nightmare or an old monster coming back into my life because I detested the Democrats and their oiliness and their corruption. And then, you know, it took me years to fully turn against the Republicans, and now I just see them all working together. Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you, all right?
Yes, sure.
I don't want to cut you short. You just got about 30 seconds. Mike, Keith, Sam, the phones are just totally jammed here. Will, if you disagree with me, you can call in when you hear a caller hang up at 877-590-5525. We'll put you at the head of the line. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free. At 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We got about 30 minutes of airtime left here. Before I go back to your calls, I'm going to try to rush through them now and get as many people as I can. If you visit Infowars.com, I have an online video and bookstore, and I'm carrying a film that is not in stores, but it was in theaters all over the country. It just came out. It's America, Freedom to Fascism, going over the private nature of the Federal Reserve and the IRS that is a governmental collection agency for them. It gets into the North American Union, the implantable microchip, world ID system, and much more. And a CBS News columnist called it the scariest damn film you'll see all year. You can get it for $19.95 at Infowars.com, and you can get my new film, Terror Storm, when you get America, Freedom to Fascism, for only $9.95. So if you're online, be sure and get yourselves a copy of America, Freedom to Fascism, and, of course, Terror Storm, right there at Infowars.com. Or you can buy my new film, Terror Storm, at Amazon.com. It's been in the top 100 for more than a week now, and it was in the top 10 for a day or so with really almost no promotion. That is super exciting. Okay, let's move quickly now. I'm going to move very quick to your calls. I want to give Mike a chance to finish up from New York. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, it's the name's Mark. But,
okay,
anyway.
Well, it says Mike, so I'm going to call you Mike.
Who cares? My question is very simple.
How about Bob? I'll call you Bob.
It's all right, Bob. Question's real simple. I go to college in South Carolina. I'm from New York. North and South, I've talked to a lot of people, and the majority of people seem to be moderate, and they seem just to be basically pissed off at the administration and just voted Democrat because they wanted Bush impeached. They wanted change.
No, exactly, exactly. And the opposite is now happening, showing both sides are controlled.
Exactly, exactly. My question to you is, what can the average American person do other than just informing people? I mean, Aaron Russo's got that. He's got a DVD out, seen it, it's great. He's got the website. He's got a website where, you know, you could join and they're going to get protests. I mean, he said civil disobedience is the way. What's the way that the American people can wake up the spirit of 76, get moving, and get with it and bring our Constitution back?
Sure. What was the spirit of 76? That's when we had the British landing in Lexington and Concord coming in to take the guns. That's Paul Revere's ride. And that's going to happen. The parasites that run our government are going to want more and more and more and more until the American people figure out that both parties are controlled and stand up against it. And they keep double-teaming us. In 4 years, in 2 years, maybe in 8 years, we'll put the Republicans back in to save us, and then that won't happen, so we'll put the Democrats in. They double-team us. But here's the good news. In 94, with the Republican sweep of the House and the Senate and the governorships, if you looked at the polls, and I've gone and pulled them, it was only about 55 to 60%, depending on the poll, that agreed with Republicans more than they agree with Democrats. This time, there's 84% in scientific polls. One of them was put out by Mason Dixon, the other by Angus and Reed. They both found the exact same answer. 84%, one for the New York Times, another for ABC. That's who was commissioning them just a few weeks ago. 84% disagree with the entire Congress. But Cheney has an even higher disapproval rating. 88%. He only had a 12% approval rating. So the people know the truth, but they still haven't gotten sophisticated enough to know that Nancy Pelosi wasn't going to do a damn thing. And because, number one, if she really tried to do something, she'd get anthrax mailed to her like Tom Daschle did. You got to remember that. This is serious. And so the establishment is scared. The impeachment of Bill Clinton was real in the late 1990s. And so the New World Order got mad and bought off even more of the Congress. And now it is basically the Democrats and Republicans teaming up together against the American people. Okay, they'll tell you whatever you want to hear, but at the end of the day, they'll stab you in the butt. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in New York. Ian, you want to talk about 9/11? Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering why people keep on believing that there wasn't demolition. And I thought I saw a recording with you and Art Bell and George Norrie at, like, in your taping it, and then they interviewed you. And back then, Art Bell agreed with you. Now he's on the air all the time saying he doesn't believe in it. And he had Robert Young Pelton on last night, and Pelton was just, like, saying, oh, we saw the planes hit the building, and that's just it, and, like, saying that he doesn't think there's anything to it either. And
well, that's fine if they want to say that. 84, again, that number, 84% of Americans in a major CBS News poll, scientific, believe that the government's lying about 9/11. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, welcome.
Hey, Alex, I'd like to talk to you a little bit and get your opinion on an angle that I haven't heard yet regarding what Bush has gained by keeping Rumsfeld's removal quiet till after the election. I was talking to a family member recently, and we were discussing the outcome of the election, and we both think that it's pretty interesting that Bush didn't reveal that Rumsfeld was leaving when it would have surely helped the Republicans retain a few of their seats. And we came to the conclusion that since the Democrats have announced that they will not impeach Bush, it's pretty much proof that they're working behind the scenes to achieve the same goals.
Well, that's it. Even Rush Limbaugh, and I have the transcript right here, even Rush Limbaugh said, quote, in a sick way, George Bush is happy the Democrats won. There's no sick way about it. That's how dastardly and backstabbing, because he's there for the big global banks that want a North American Union, which has already been signed. They want the borders open. They want the 30 million legalized, another 30 million in here, and they're doing it, and now he's going to get everything he wants with the Democrats. It is staged.
Well, yeah, that's the point. I mean, Bush can achieve amnesty for illegals, and he's much closer to enacting the North American Union, which reminds me of Ron Paul. I was listening to your program a couple of weeks ago when the NRA did that just unexcusable thing that they did to Ron Paul on their website by
But they failed. You know, they couldn't steal the election from Paul because he was over 70% in polls. He won by 64%. Landslides. He got 90% of the black vote as a Republican in Galveston County, a new district written by Tom DeLay, the fake conservative. And for those that don't know, the NRA said Ron Paul was anti-gun and gave a pro-gun endorsement to the liberal Democrat lobbyist who was actually anti-gun. I mean, that, again, the NRA lies about pro-gun congressmen.
Yeah, you know, I talked to the NRA. I've been a member of the NRA for several years. My father's a lifetime member, and we wanted to get to the bottom of this. And when we called originally, they refused to comment on it and said we don't release comments about the way we rate people. But when we contacted them again, when we were more informed and we asked more direct questions, what we were told is that Ron Paul received a lower grade than Sklar because of his failure to vote on a very important piece of gun legislation that went before the House for vote last year.
And by the way, that piece of legislation, Ron Paul told me off air, I interviewed him last week, that it was the trigger locks. The NRA added as a rider to the gun liability law trigger locks, and Ron Paul said no.
That's right. And for those of you who don't know, the NRA gave Ron Paul a lower grade for voting against more federal gun control.
Exactly. Great call. And this is the paradigm shift. It's the elite against the people. Okay, now somebody 200 years ago knew that in this country. People in Mexico know it's the elite against the people. Americans have had it so good for so long because of our forefathers and mothers and veterans before us that we sit here like spoiled brats, not knowing what every common sense, poor, ignorant, uneducated farmer in Tennessee or in South Texas 200 years ago or 150 years ago would know. Some tobacco farmer in Virginia 250 years ago, before this country was even a nation, back when it was a colony, knew you don't trust the elite, you keep government small, that elites get together and try to rape you. But today, oh no, government's good, and I can trust it. All right. The phones are just loaded the entire broadcast. I'm going to blitz through your calls when we get back. I will get into what's happening with the talk of indicting Rumsfeld over in Germany and what the Venezuelans are saying about 9/11. This is all very important. It's coming up after the break. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Don't forget, Jones Report.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
I'm here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to thank the stations that have turned us on in Tennessee and Ohio. A lot of other stations lining it up to turn us on. And I'm excited for a syndicated show out of News Radio 590 KLBJ History here with Emmis and Genesis Communications. Let's just continue going to your calls. I want folks to have a chance to chime in on the election and other issues. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in North Austin. Thanks for holding. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I was going to say that everybody that is listening to your show knows that it's all together and that Pelosi's husband's in Bohemian Grove and they're all bribed and paid off or blackmailed. And but I was going to give a challenge to everyone that if we had, like, say, 100,000 emails to each of the congresspeople on Monday morning, that it might put a little tingle in their spine and might to impeach Bush, basically.
No, I wholeheartedly agree with you, and we need to do it. We need to let them know, hey, we put you in here to impeach. We put you in here to bring these people to justice. That's why the Republicans were thrown out. You lied about WMDs. You abolished the Bill of Rights. You passed the Patriot Act. You did all these horrible things. Conservatives are mad because you're for open borders. And what does Bush and Pelosi do? They say total open borders. We're going to continue doing what we're doing. You know, the headline is Democrats to pull out of Iraq. But you actually read it's, oh, we want a 2 to 5 year timeline, you know, to ratchet down the troops. Well, Bush, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, they said they were going to, you know, build down the troops. Well, we're going to pull most of them out, but first we got to put more in. There are more troops now in Iraq than there were 2.5 years ago because it is absolute bedlam. And it's only going to get worse. It'll be like Vietnam. They'll be there 10 years from now, and, oh, it's too bad that, you know, 58,000 or 100,000 died. That's just the way it is. we got to fight them over there so they don't fight us over here, when all the major studies by the Pentagon show it will actually create real terrorists, which is exactly what the globalists want, to actually create a threat. Let's go ahead and talk to Audrey in Michigan. Audrey, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, that I feel a lot of people are waking up. And that, you know, you're totally right about...
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Back in 94, with the last revolution, the people trusted one party or trusted the other. Now the people know they're a pack of liars in scientific polls. Sorry, go ahead.
That's right. And The unfortunate thing is that, of course, the media manipulation is making the majority to feel like they're in the minority, so that they won't take action, or they'll be frightened.
Yes.
And, I mean, this is very important, and I'm as mad as you are, and I think
Good.
We are a hair's breadth away from Iran and a draft. And what are people going to do when that happens?
Well, see, that's the thing. If Bush was in and there was a convenient terror attack carried out by the Easter Bunny or our own government or maybe that imaginary Al-Qaeda, you know, Durka, if that happens, then see, Team America will be a team. Nancy Pelosi will get up there and she'll be tough and, yeah, let's nuke them and let's have a national draft, which the Democrats, Charles Rangel, has been pushing for. They've got to have one. Oh, yeah, we're in deep trouble. I mean, the nightmare has just begun.
It is, and, you know, the things that aren't even being exposed, like the depleted uranium destruction of the Earth that's already been ongoing for the last 15 years. We need, I think, to have a massive move and conglomeration of United States citizens, you know, concerned to just move en masse on Washington and say, we hired you, this is not what we hired you to do, you're going to do what we tell you, or we're not going to do what you tell us.
Exactly. Look, the government is illegitimate. Read the Declaration of Independence. When the people put them in there to do something, the vast majority are for it. It's constitutional. It's common law, and they won't. 90% want our borders controlled. What are they doing? Getting rid of them. 97% don't want all these new international toll roads to fund the North American Union. What do? They do it. They don't care because they're tyrants. What do? Instead of listening to us, they militarize the police to then suppress us. The RAND Corporation, all of them, admit they're gearing up to oppress the American people. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in North Austin. Mike, listening on KLBJ 590, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. I'm sorry I'm having to hurry. We're just almost out of time.
Oh, that's okay, man. I'll be as fast as I can. A couple quick things. Saw the Bev Harris documentary on HBO, and it shows conclusively that anybody with just a good, consistent knowledge of how to program cards on a computer.
But it's okay. The Democrats have gone back to sleep because they let them get in. It's
stressful. Yeah, exactly.
If you control a system, you've got to throw it every once in a while to keep people in the game.
Exactly.
You know, even rigged casinos got to let somebody win every once in a while.
Yeah. What people don't know is all the money is house money.
Exactly.
Yeah. And just one more thing. I saw Aaron Russo's film when it was in theaters briefly here in Austin, and it literally is one of the most terrifying films I've ever seen.
Well, I got the DVD available at InfoWars.com. I hope you'll get it.
Oh, I will, no doubt. And the caller before mentioned DU and Iraq, and I'm telling you,
you know, I should do a whole show on that. A 4.5 billion year half-life. The Army's own training manuals say it's deadly poisonous and radioactive. If you breathe it, you will get deadly cancer. The birth defects are up four times. It's now a quadrupling. And the average person, the average troop even I talked to goes, well, yeah, but it's a good weapon. Okay, well, great. It's good at killing you. It's like Israel uses it on Lebanon, and then it blows right back into Israel. It's like, you know, Hitler got nerve gas by his own nerve gas, his own mustard gas when they were shooting it over at the British. It's craziness. I really support the troops. I don't want them coming back and dying of cancer and having a string of deformed children. And that's real, folks. Quadrupling now in Belgrade and Serbia and Iraq. Our troops coming home. Why are they using it? They don't even need it. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert, listening in Prescott. No, Ron, listening in Prescott, Arizona. You're on the air. I appreciate you calling, sir. Welcome.
It's Ron.
Okay. Well, this everything's scrambled. I can't read. I was public school educated, sir.
No, that's fine. I listen to you 3 hours a day. I listen to Mike Malloy 3 hours a day, and I called his program last Friday and told him that I called you and urged your listeners to demand that the Congress critters move for impeachment, move for investigations into the lies for the war, the no big contracts, targeting Halliburton, Bush, Cheney, Romney, Rice. And then he let me keep going, and I said that Bush has been running the country since 1981 for the Rockefeller family.
No, that's true. That's true, yeah.
I went through all that, and I mentioned that the Clintons worked for the Daddy Bush, and that he hired them, and Daddy Bush is the
star
of the Western Hemisphere, and he runs all the drugs in this hemisphere, and the Clintons were helping him smuggle the drugs in through Mino, Arkansas.
I talked to the CIA, state police, all of them who witnessed it, yep.
Yeah, and he said afterwards, after I got done, he says, well, I've heard that stuff, I've seen it all over the Internet, and I've got a friend who believes all that, but I'm not sure whether I believe all that.
Well, I hear you. Nobody's perfect. You know, I think Mike's doing a great job. I was on his show, what was it, election night. So, I mean, you can't expect him to be on all those liberal stations and not go all the, you know, and not hold something back. I do go all the way because I just don't care. Let's go ahead. You know what? I want to cover these two final news stories, but I want to take these final calls. They're all loaded right now. What do I do? Sam in New York. Go ahead, sir. Make it quick, please.
Yes, sir. Alex, how you doing, bro?
Fine.
You're a great American. I'm a big supporter. I just want to talk about the Electoral College. Why do you feel that that's better for America over the popular vote?
Because it gives you state control, so you don't have a federal imperium running everything, just like the 17th Amendment took our senators. Imagine the power it gave a state and gave you as a state rep, or the pressure you can put on a state rep compared to trying to reach the imperial senate of Rome.
And if you could just indulge me on what amendment or bill that's a part of.
It was the 17th Amendment.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. And the 16th was the income tax. Okay, folks, they are moving forward in Germany. They have plaintiffs in the case, who includes 11 Iraqis who were prisoners at Abu Ghraib, charges against Rumsfeld over prison abuse. You know, remember they sent people to prison from Abu Ghraib who tortured under orders. The exact White House memos listed the types of torture they engaged in. How do you send them to prison, or how do you indict Rummy, or how do you talk about indicting Rummy instead of actually going after those that gave the orders, is my question. Here's another one. This is out of the Miami Herald, where the Venezuelan government is calling on the U.S. Congress, quote, to demand that the government of President Bush explain the self-inflicted attack on the World Trade Center and its victims. And it goes on, the supposed aircraft that crashed in the Pentagon and the links between bin Laden family and the Bush family. Both Chavez and his foreign minister, Nicolas Maduro, have referred several times in the past to suspicions about 9/11. This is the first time, though, they've gone public saying it's purely self-inflicted, and our people have been down there talking to them. All right, we're out of time.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327. Extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.